Chuck Linwinkle from the College Station Public Schools. So we're going to put Chuck on the regular schedule here before too long, but we want to make sure that we give often or give notice often about the remaining forms that are coming up regarding the rezoning. The first form well attended last week.
Yeah, we had about 120, 125 folks come last week. We had 17 speakers. And you have two more opportunities to let the school board know whether you like or dislike the proposed new school zones that were created by the rezoning committee. And those two opportunities will be this Tuesday and this Thursday at 7 p.m. at the high school auditorium.
For those who did not attend last week and maybe for whatever reason won't be able to attend, I'm sure that y'all have been getting comments, and I'm sure Board of Trustee members don't mind getting a phone call or an email either.
Yeah, actually, I've been fielding most of the handful of phone calls that have been coming in, and I'll be happy to field more and pass that information along. And you can also send me an email at cglinwinkle@csisd.org, and my email is easily found on CSISD's website, csisd.org.
Also, a reminder, rezoning.csisd.org is still up there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Rezoning.csisd.org is a site that we created that is all things rezoning. At this point, it has the original presentation that Dr. Clark Ely gave to the board, rolling out the proposed new attendance zones. It's about a 65-minute video, but it is very informative and should answer most questions you should have about the proposed new zones. And it also has PDFs of the new elementary and secondary proposed zones.
And it appeared by watching the speakers last week, everybody was well educated about the proposal. They just had some differences of opinion.
Yeah, and that's what the board wants to hear. They want to hear whether you like or dislike the proposed zones, and they want to give everyone an opportunity to come and speak. And they have a tough decision. They have to determine what's best for more than 10,000 students. And so they'll use this information that they get from the public forums and other feedback they receive around town. I'm sure they're getting plenty of that as well. And they'll do what they think is best for all 10,000 students.
Again, two more forums to come there, but there are many other things that are happening in the College Station schools.
Yeah, absolutely. We just received word late last week that four of our campuses were named to the TBEC Honor Schools, and TBEC is the Texas Business Education Coalition. And each year they put out a list that recognizes schools that have demonstrated three straight years of consistent high performance in all subjects. And they compare those to other like schools as well. So these four schools have the highest percentage of students performing at the state's most rigorous standard, which is commended in every subject. And those four schools are A&M Consolidated High School, Cypress Grove Intermediate, as well as Rock Prairie and Pebble Creek Elementary. And what's interesting about Consolidated High School being selected, if you look at the list of 254 schools, there are four traditional high schools on that list, and Consolidated is one of them, along with Clemens High School and Fort Bend ISD, Highland Park High School and Highland Park ISD, and Westwood High School and Round Rock ISD. And there are other high schools there, but they're magnet schools or, special 9th and 10th grade campuses, those sorts of things. So it's a really big honor for all of these schools from College Station ISD that got this TBEC Honor School distinction. It's something that has to be sustained over a period of 3 years, and it is just shows that of the 254 schools that were recognized statewide, four of those campuses were right here in College Station.
All right, and then on to a national merit semifinalist.
Yeah, we found out today that I can't release the names yet. They have the names embargoed till the 15th, but since I'm here, I wanted to go ahead and say that nine students from A&M Consolidated High School have made the list of about 16,000 students nationwide to be National Merit semifinalists. And each year, about 1.5 million juniors and a little more than 22,000 high schools across the country enter this contest by taking the pre-SAT test. And 16,000 semifinalists have been selected out of those 1.5 million. And CSISD is fortunate to have nine of those. And from here, there's a process that goes on. About 90% of these 16,000 become finalists, and about 8,400 receive the distinction of a National Merit Scholarship winner and will receive a scholarship.
Very good. And another minute and a half or so left with Chuck Glenwinkle, and we have a couple of other things to bring up.
Yeah, I'd like to real quickly to touch up upon a new piece of software that we've purchased. It's called a school messenger system. And what this system will allow us to do, Bill, is it will allow us to quickly and effectively contact all of the parents within our district via telephone, via email, and eventually via SMS text. That's something, the text portion of it is something that we'll roll out a little bit later down the road. But this week, beginning tomorrow, on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if you have a child in CSISD, depending on the grade level or campus level, you should be getting an introductory call and email from your campus. One of the things we really need to do is to try to shore up our data, make sure we have correct phone numbers and email addresses for parents. So we may be contacting you directly after this first wave of phone calls and emails are sent out, to try to make sure we have the correct data in our system. And this is something that we can use in emergency situations to quickly notify a bunch of folks. Maybe last week would have been a good time when we had a tornado warning coming right through the middle of our district. And it's something we're really excited about, just yet another way for us to communicate more effectively with our community.
All right, and last note about the presidential speech.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow, President Barack Obama will be giving his, I guess it's become annual now, presidential address to students. And CSISD, actually that is going to be at noon tomorrow. It's kind of a logistical, it's pretty tough for us to do that at noon tomorrow. So what we're going to do is we're going to record that speech tomorrow, and your child will have an opportunity to watch that speech in one of their classes on Wednesday. Again, like last year, if you don't want your child to see that speech, just like any other lesson that we provide at CSISD, you can send a note to your school with the child to that effect. And if you do that during the airing of the speech, those students will be provided an appropriate and alternative activity by their teacher, and they will not be penalized in any way.
All right, and as always, if the listener has something that we didn't talk about and they want to talk to you about,
absolutely,
how do they find you?
You can give me a call at 979-764-5477. That is my direct line into my office, and my email is cglenewinkle@csisd.org.
All right, very good. Chuck Glenwinkle at the College Station Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.